prophets endowed with special knowledge. He who claims to have been appointed to spiritual office cannot make good his claim unless he can show that he himself possesses such knowledge in abundance, and that God himself imparts this knowledge to him and guides him in its acquisition. To measure the claim of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, therefore, we can draw on the criterion of special knowledge. We can see how far God endowed him with such knowledge. The Holy Quran says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, and he taught Adam all the names. Names here means the attributes of God. Knowledge of these attributes is knowledge of all things. Knowledge of the divine being is knowledge of divine attributes, which also comes of observation and experience. But one appointed to a spiritual office is endowed with such knowledge by God. We read of the prophet Lot, وَلُوطًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, and to Lot we gave wisdom and knowledge. And of David and Solomon, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا, and we gave knowledge to David and Solomon. And of Joseph, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, and when he attained to years of strength, we granted him judgment and knowledge. And of Moses, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and when he reached the years of strength and knowledge and attained maturity, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. And thus it is, we reward those who do good deeds. Of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, we read, مُعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, and he has taught thee what thou knewest not, and great is Allah's grace on thee. All prophets, all those who hold spiritual office from God, are blessed with the gift of divine knowledge. The Holy Prophet was not only endowed with such knowledge, he was promised more and more knowledge. He was taught the prayer, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, O my Lord, increase my knowledge from more to more. One of the special gifts every messenger of God receives from God, therefore, is the gift of special knowledge. Such knowledge was imparted to the promised Messiah. The difference between the promised Messiah and other messengers is that the promised Messiah enjoyed a special grace and attained special knowledge because of his devotion to his master and preceptor, the Holy Prophet of Islam. He received the gift in imitation of the Holy Prophet. A special grace of God endowed the promised Messiah with a special measure of natural and spiritual knowledge. Not only was he endowed with insight into spiritual truths, he was also endowed with the power to express those truths. He challenged his contemporaries in respect of both. Knowledge and the power to communicate knowledge were his as divine gifts.